Welcome in the AL Recruiting Power 5 podcast. We are joined by a special guest today, Savannah Ryer. You're probably familiar with her last name if you followed recruiting or followed Alabama, because her dad has covered Alabama, Travis Ryer. But Savannah, we are so glad to have you on the show. You are the Director of Recruiting at the University of Hawaii.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. And so I think all of us that are beginning to listen to this show, is the first question that pops up when we hear your name and hear you're at the University of Hawaii as the Director of Recruiting, is how in the world did you get to Hawaii? You got to tell us about that story.
For sure. So I grew up in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Like you mentioned, my dad, he covers Alabama football. So started out in kindergarten in Tuscaloosa, played basketball my entire life. I played at Shelton State Community College and ended up getting a scholarship to play basketball at the University of Hawaii. So that's how I ended up there in the first place. And then I was going the basketball route, thought I wanted to get into coaching on the women's basketball side, but ended up seeing college recruiting turn into kind of what it is now and was really intrigued by it. Just having a history of playing football in high school, I thought it would be a good fit. I love social media. I love hosting people. That Southern hospitality kind of comes in there. But I got the opportunity, made friends with Coach Timmy Chang as I was on the women's basketball staff last year at Hawaii. And it just kind of fell into place that this role opened and that they trusted me enough to do it. So that's kind of the short story of how I ended up in the position I am in now.
Well, and to many people that haven't followed your story or maybe didn't, you know, follow the Tuscaloosa media, because we have a lot of national students, national players, national coaches that listen, you said something in there that you kind of went briefly, but we got to talk about it. You said you played football. Now, you were dominant in a lot of sports in high school, but we are a football recruiting podcast. And so I've got to ask you, tell us about being a kicker for your high school team, and you were started all 4 years, I believe.
Yeah, so I played 3 years actually of varsity football in high school. I started out at Hilton Head High School in South Carolina. I was there for a couple years. My family lived there. So I went out one day. I was kind of burned out a little bit on AAU basketball. So my dad was like, always thought that I could kick because I played soccer. So he's like, why don't we just go to the field? Just try it out. Of course, he videos it and posts it on Facebook, and then it turns into this whole thing. The next day at school, the head football coach is asking me if I want to try out. So I end up trying out for Hilton Head, made the team, started for them for 2 years, and then we moved back to Tuscaloosa my senior year of high school. Same thing kind of happened. I wasn't sure if I was going to play. But in the back of my mind, I knew I was going to. I talked to the head coach, who is Mike Smith at Northridge High School at the time. And he kind of seemed a little bit like, I don't know if I want a girl on my team, like not in the worst way, just very cautious about it. And this was at a lunch break where they were doing signups for the football team. I walked up to him. I'm like, hey, I can kick, like I can show you video, whatever you need me to do. And so he let me come and try out. He was like, I'll let you try out, but we'll have to see. And I go out, make every single kick I took that day. And he was like, I think we can make a spot for you. No, he didn't have a kicker. The kicker before me had just graduated. So I was like, I know you can make a spot for me. But that's kind of how I ended up playing. Loved playing football. That kind of sparked the passion even more. Growing up in Tuscaloosa, obviously loved football, but when you play it and you get to experience Friday Night Lights, there's nothing like it. No sport I've played that kind of has that feeling. So it kind of sparked that love. And I think that's partially why I am where I am today.
Well, as somebody who's watched a lot of high school games and seen a lot of bad kickers, most high school coaches are dying to have somebody that can kick, and it doesn't matter what they look like, girl or guy, if you could put it between the field goal posts, that's what they want to see. So,
for sure.
So kind of moving into your role now, it's very different. I've lived in Hawaii. It's different going there from the mainland. So what is it like recruiting players to Hawaii?
Yeah, it's a very unique situation because our coaches don't go out as much as other coaches to the mainland just because the trip is obviously 6 hours plus usually. So we value spending a lot of time with our guys that we already have on campus. And then we do a lot of recruiting through social media. Of course, we go over to the mainland and we do house visits and stuff like that. But a big part of it for us is we just try to develop in person. So if, say, someone's on vacation and we want to see this kid, we're going to get them in on an unofficial to get them face to face and kind of build that relationship. But like everyone else, we kind of take the relationship approach. And so we're calling, texting, mailing every single week year round with 24s right now that we can, so that we're just kind of building that relationship as it goes. And then ultimately we try to get them on campus. If we know they're a good fit, they're going to come on an official visit like everywhere else. But we really extend our recruiting process because it is a little bit different recruiting in Hawaii. People hear official visit in Hawaii and they're like, I want to take one. Mm-hmm. But we really try to build that relationship first so that we're not just tripping people for a vacation. We're yeah. getting guys that we want. And so that's kind of our approach right now. With all the rule changes and stuff, it just changes on the daily, honestly. But here it's definitely different recruiting.
Yeah. And there's a lot of talent on the islands too.
Yeah. Yep. So trying to keep guys home is a big part of our recruiting push as well. We have, you know, power fives that come in and they kind of scout those young talents, and then we'll have kids move to the mainland from here to go play at mainland high schools because they're sold on the exposure is better. And they're not necessarily wrong on that, but like for us, keeping them home and just trying to develop that relationship as much as we can, get them on campus as many times as we can, because Coach Chang grew up here, played here. So he's the key as far as kind of showing kids like, you can do it here. I did it, and let's make Hawaii great again. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where we're at right now. Again, it changes, but we definitely are trying to keep kids home.
Yeah. And he's a guy that is a nationally recognized name, but he's also local to Hawaii too. So I think that's something that I feel like that was a great hire. I'll mention him again on the fifth question, but I just think it was a great fit as somebody who's lived there, the name recognition of him being a local and being yeah. the head guy, that also he can go and tell a player sitting, you know, in Hawaii, he can say, look, I'm a nationally recognized name. I stayed here. I played here. I'm from here. So.
Yeah. And we do camps and all types of stuff here, and you wouldn't be surprised because you know his name, but like seeing the kids and how they react to him when he comes out in public around these kids is just like so special. And it makes me want to stay even mm-hmm. longer, but also like, I can't imagine being a kid that's growing up, kind of seeing him and seeing him make it. I think that he's helped a ton with keeping kids home. Mm-hmm. And it's going to just continue to grow. As everyone kind of realizes the nature of college football right now, with the transfer portal and all the different things, like even if they don't stay home the first time and they go out to the mainland, like we're staying in contact, as much as we can, if they go in the transfer portal, mm-hmm. To keep that relationship built. So, absolutely. They know they have home here regardless.
That's awesome. It's just fascinating to hear about recruiting there. And so, you know, kind yeah. of moving into our next question, like, what is your advice to students and families, not necessarily coming to Hawaii, but that are just listening and in the recruiting process right now? What do you say? What do you advise kids?
For sure. My biggest thing is get on campus as much as you can. That's our philosophy because we're able to actually pick up on behaviors and parents and all the different things that come along with recruiting an athlete to your school. Take as many unofficials as you can. We love having guys on campus. Within my first month, I probably had over 200 kids on campus.
Wow.
It was spring break, granted. So a lot of people were visiting, but We met a lot of kids that we would have never got the chance to see if they hadn't come on campus. So we get measurements, we get all the different things, personality, just whatever you could pick up on a kid. I say go on campus to these schools because you're able to showcase yourself. And in today's world, I feel like so much is done on social media that it's refreshing to meet kids in person and actually get that like real feeling. Like you're not just talking to a Twitter handle and watching their film over and over, like to build that personal face-to-face relationship. That's an advantage that I would say take advantage of it as much as you can, because we're here to do that. And we want to meet kids face-to-face. So that's my biggest piece of advice right now.
200 kids in 1 week. I'll say this, and this is somebody who, I didn't know that stat that you had brought that many kids in, but if you see that number, or you hear your school that you cheer for brings in that many people in 1 week, you should shout out your director of recruiting, because that is a lot of work for you to get that many kids. And that's a great job doing that.
Yeah. So it was 200 maybe in the month, yeah. But we had, you know, 80 kids in probably my third week there. Wow. So 80 in a week is still
a lot.
We had pylon teams come out and we're photo shooting every kid. So they'll come, they'll do a tour and get to kind of be around our coaches, but then they're also putting on their uniform and they're getting to post that and kind of say like, I got to experience the University of Hawaii. And for us, that's huge. Like being able to show kids that, and then get that feeling when they put the jersey on. It helps us a lot. I have kids that reach out to me still daily saying like, I miss it, I want to come back, and they were only there for a day. So it's a pretty cool situation out here.
That's awesome. Incredible job by you too. I just want to say that. Yeah. You know, tell us something. The last question of the day is that tell us something that we know who Timmy Chang is. We know about the University of Hawaii. I mean, Alabama's played Hawaii. Fans in Georgia have played Hawaii. We can remember back to those times, and a lot of us remember Timmy Chang playing. But maybe outside of those national things, what is something that we all should know about the University of Hawaii football program?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things I tell people is that every school you go to is going to preach family-oriented culture. It's become such a like kind of hit word, the family oriented culture that we have in the locker room, the culture that we have off the field, all those different things. But at Hawaii, people live it. And you lived in Hawaii, so you may understand, like, people will welcome you in with open arms. And it's similar to Southern hospitality in the sense that it really is family. When you come here, you're going to have people around you that care about you more than you'll probably ever have again in your life. And then your teammates become your brothers, like a lot of teams. But I've seen more personal relationships and just long-term relationships with athletes here at the University of Hawaii than I've seen at any other school. And I have friends that have played all across the country. So the biggest thing is like we preach brotherhood or brotherhood on the mainland, but we don't just preach it, people live it. And that's something that I think is important to know, because I don't know if you can feel it, but genuinely we live our life like that. And so that's one of our biggest selling points is that it really is a family oriented culture. And when you come here, you're going to have people that are looking out for you no matter what. So I would say that's the biggest thing to know if you're just starting to hear about the University of Hawaii, or kind of what our program has to offer.
And this may ruffle some feathers for my Alabama listeners, but I'm going to say this. Alabama, and we do a great job at supporting our college football teams. I mean, there's no more passionate fan bases than Alabama and Auburn, and that's the majority of where my listeners are. But as somebody who's lived there and been there, nobody supports all of their programs like Hawaii supports the University of Hawaii. I mean, football has support, but you know, I know Makua Marumoto, he plays for the University of Hawaii men's volleyball. And that building is packed for their games. I mean, and that's men's volleyball or women's volleyball. All of them are just full. It's an incredible fan base there.
Yeah, it really is. And just being a student athlete there and experiencing that and people rallying behind you, they call it mana. But it just means the strength of the people, and you can genuinely feel it. It's not some like placebo effect. It's real. And so we would go to play on the mainland, and our coaches would refer to like, hey, mana coming from the island, like people are supporting you. The whole state is behind you. You're the only Division I program in the state. We don't have pro sports. We only have one Division I football team. Like everyone is behind you. And so understanding that and using that to kind of power you forward, it's different. And like you said, there's people at women's volleyball, men's basketball, beach volleyball, water polo. Like there's supporters for every single sport, and they show up every single time. And so we're super grateful to have that kind of fan base here. And it is different than most schools, like you're referring to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. All right. I got a sixth question. I'm going to spring this on you. Okay. If you're visiting Hawaii and you pack flip-flops from the mainland, when you get to Hawaii, what are flip-flops called?
Slippers.
Right. Exactly.
Yep. So not flip-flops. Don't say flip-flops.
You will 100% be identified as a tourist the minute you say flip-flops. So call them slippers. I know for us mainlanders, it feels weird to say, but that's what you got to say when you're there.
Yep, you're right about that one.
Well, Savannah, we wish you nothing but the best. Excited to watch your career path. I've followed you for a long time. And excited to watch you in this new role, this journey with the University of Hawaii. And we wish you nothing but the best. And thank you so much for being on.
For sure. Thank you guys for having me. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Well, everybody, like, subscribe. We thank you for listening today. Have a good one, and God bless.